Hey, Pastor Stephen here. Welcome to the Abundant Springs Podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to check us out online at abundantsprings.church. And now, on to this week's message.
I don't know about you, but I've gone through various points in my life where I was just overwhelmed with a sadness, you know, and maybe it for you, it's been various reasons for me, but maybe for you it's been something like you lost someone. Right, we've been having this grief share program running to help those that have lost someone. But when we lose someone important to us, that can bring about sadness in our hearts. Other times, maybe you've gone through tough times, right? You've just been struggling. The bills are piling up, and you're not sure where the next paycheck is going through or coming from, which bill you're going to pay off. And that can bring a sadness to our hearts as we look at smiling faces all around, or we're watching TV, we're seeing what everyone else seems to have and we don't have that, right? Or everybody seems to have life all together and we don't, and the sadness can begin to fill us up. Or maybe it is that that a loved one of yours has rejected the Christian faith. Maybe a child, a grandchild, or a friend, a sibling. Maybe you've been struggling at work, or you lost your job recently, or maybe you're actually struggling in your faith and there's just this deep sense of sadness, of loss, of whatever it may be. But really, what we find is that sadness at various points in time is a normal human condition. It's something that we all experience. And my experience is that these are the times when it's most easy to begin to push God away, right? We get sad in our lives, and all of a sudden we're thinking to ourselves, well, where's God? If he's not going to help me, if he's going to let this happen, then I don't know what I'm going to do. And we begin to look inside of ourselves. But what I've also found is that these are the exact moments when I actually need to increase my intimacy with God. Not push him away, but actually just call out to him and ask him to wrap me in his arms. And I believe that there's a couple of ways that we do that, and all these ways that we do that really encompass this idea of hearing from God, of hearing God, of talking with God. And the Apostle Peter, a follower of Jesus, who really was told by Jesus that he was to be the foundation upon which Christianity would spring up from. The Apostle Peter, he wrote a couple of letters, and we read in the first one, 1 Peter chapter 1, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. See, the Apostle Peter, he's writing to people that are going through tough times. And these people, they're feeling beaten down. They're sad. They're wondering, is this worth it? Is it worth going through everything that we're going through for Jesus? And he continues on, he says, you love him even though you have never seen him. How profound is that? You love Jesus even though you've never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Here's these people, they're beaten down, they're sad. They're trying to figure out what to do next. And the Apostle Peter, he tells them, listen, you love Jesus even though you haven't even seen him. You trust Jesus even though you've never seen him. And because of this, you can now rejoice. Not just, you know, sing a nice song, but you can actually rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. What is this? I believe that what he's saying is that through intimacy with Christ, through the Spirit, they received joy in their salvation. I mean, realistically, how is it that you begin to trust someone? Or that you begin to trust them enough where even though you're in the midst of difficult times, you can look at your situation and say, but there's good stuff ahead. I can have joy in this. It's by having an intimate relationship with them, right? If you had good parents, you trusted your parents. But you didn't trust them because you'd never seen them do anything before and you'd never spent any time with them before and you plugged your ears every single time that they started to talk to you so you never heard from them. That's not it at all. You build that trust. You build that intimacy with them. How? Because you listen to them. You experience them. You see them at work in your life. And this is the same thing with a spouse or with a best friend or whomever you may have in your mind as someone that you trust. That trust is built up through a relationship. And we have a relationship through intimacy. In fact, what's so interesting to me is that even Jesus received joy by God's Spirit. We read in Luke chapter 10, Luke the physician describes this account and says, at the same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. At the same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And so if you're looking for joy, you can find joy because you trust in the person of Jesus. You can find joy in the midst of your sadness because you look at him and you say, I've got a relationship with him and I believe that what he said is true, that this man who predicted his death and resurrection and then pulled it off, that I'm going to listen to what it is that he has to say to me, that you can trust in him and that through his Holy Spirit speaking in to you, you can have joy. You can have the joy of the Lord. You could put it this way. When you're sad, lean on your relationship with Jesus and receive the joy of the Lord. When you're sad, lean on your relationship with Jesus and receive the joy of the Lord. See, when you're sad, I believe that it's time to start spending more time reading the Bible, especially stories of Jesus's life. Listen, when you're sad, don't open up Leviticus. That's probably not going to help you that much. But open up the stories of Jesus's life and start to read in there and just say, God, what do you want to speak to me in this? Spend more time praying. I know for me, this is the area that I struggle. I can read the Bible for hours on end, but prayer, sometimes I struggle with that. And so I encourage you, if you have the gift of praying in the Spirit, just pray in the Spirit or lift your cares to God and tell him what you need. Ask him questions and then listen for him to respond, to speak to you or to put an impression on your heart or a feeling on your heart or to lead you to another section of the Bible so that you can begin to hear from him and develop intimacy with him through which the joy of the Lord will come into your heart. But here's the thing, you have to be open to the joy of the Lord. If in your sadness you're saying there's no way out of this, if in your sadness you're saying, you know, I kind of actually like this. Have you ever been there where you just kind of like the sadness? You like wallowing in it a little bit, right? If that's where you're at, then you're going to push off the joy of the Lord because you don't actually want it. But what I'll say is if you're open to receiving the joy of the Lord and you begin to press into the presence of Jesus Christ, you will receive it. It may not be exactly what you think it's going to be like, but suddenly that sadness in you, while it may still be there, there's something greater that rises up beside it. And that's what I hope that you'll take from this here today. Over the next 3 weeks, we're also going to be talking about other important things that hearing from God, hearing the voice of God does in our lives. And so I hope that you'll continue to come back for these short little devotional notes. Because I truly do believe that these things here, that the pressing into God and trying to hear his voice through scripture and through prayer, that they're so important for so many of the things that we face in our everyday lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now that you don't leave us alone in this world, but that you walk beside us through everything that we go through, Lord. I thank you that we can trust in you. I thank you that we can rejoice when life just makes us sad, Lord God. And right now I ask that if anybody in this room or online right now, if you're sad, if you're dealing with sadness in your life right now, Lord, just begin to pour into each one of those people. and inspire them to begin to hear from you. Raise them up, Lord God, and raise up your joy in them so that we can go forth from this place and not only overcome that sadness, but also spread the joy of the Lord through Pincher Creek. In Jesus' name, amen.
Maybe you're listening and you've been seeking Jesus for a while, trying to make sense of who he is and what he's all about. I want you to know that God, in his infinite love, has been pursuing you. God wants to have a life-giving relationship with you. But the fact is that every person is born with a rebellious heart and is separated from the life that only comes through a true relationship with their Creator. So God did something magnificent. He knew that we could not repair the broken relationship ourselves, so he came to us. And we're told that while we were still sinners in active rebellion against God, Jesus Christ died for us. In John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life." So, if you're ready to have that newfound life through a relationship with Jesus, I'd like to invite you to pray a prayer with me, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Master and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead. As you dedicate your life to following Christ Jesus, you will receive forgiveness for your sins and you will be adopted into the family of God. Let's pray. God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I'm trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. I believe that his death and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my Master and my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and forgiving me. Help me to leave my old ways behind and to live as you would have me live from this time forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer from your heart, I want to welcome you into the family of God. Your next step is to connect with a local church so that you can be shown how to grow in this new relationship with Jesus. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week for more Bible-based encouragement.